He never looked like a TV anchor, and his punchy alliteration in the great days of Eyewitness News didn't sound like most anchors. Do you remember Spark Stoppers? Or at 11 at Night, Do You Know Where Your Children Are? That was Irv, the family man with charisma, who kept Channel 7 on top of the ratings for three decades before his retirement. It was Irv, Rick Azar, and Tom Joles those years, with the other TV stations trailing behind and thinking about getting him hired out of town or providing a suitcase of cash and suggesting retirement. Weatherman Tom Joles says he knew Irv was desperately ill.
We were unable to communicate in the last few months because there never was a day that went by that Irv didn't send me a message or I didn't send him one, even though we were thousands of miles apart. It was like we were next door to one another. And so we never really lost touch. And that was the binding factor, I think, of our relationship.
Joel says the three of them liked each other, something that's not always true in TV anchor teams. Buffalo Broadcasting Association President Steve Reska says his enduring memory of Weinstein wasn't at 6 or 11.
It wasn't on the newscast. It was when he was doing the Variety Club telethons, and he would always, when time came up and, you know, they were coming to the close, he would just look in the camera and say, it's time to give and give, not until it hurts, but until it feels good.
Irv Weinstein survived by his wife Elaine and three children, with daughter Beth Crom, a former two-term mayor in Irvine, California. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.